Good morning. We are learning Chayodim, Hilchasitzes, which is Klal Yud Aleph, and we're actually looking at Simen Yud Aleph. Simen Yud Aleph is a long Simen, and it's not so commonly relevant nowadays. So I'm going to summarize some of the main points of Simen Yud Aleph outside. We're not going to actually learn Simen Yud Aleph inside. The Gemara discusses, when we discuss making tzitzis, what material do the tzitzis have to be made of vis-a-vis the garment? So if the garment is made out of, let's say, silk, what type of tzitzis should you make? And the Gemara has two drushes. One drusha which tells me that it says tzitzis ha-kanof, that the tzitzis should be an extension of the kanof, so which means they should be the same material as the kanof itself. So whatever material the garment is, the tzitzis should be the same material. The Gemara has another drasha based on the juxtaposition of the pasuk of Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha, which is found in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Ki Tseitse. The Torah says, Lo silbas shatneis tzemer upishtim yachdov Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha al arba'a kanfos kesuscha. So the pasuk writes the word tzemer upishtim right before it says the pasuk of making Gedilim. So we darshan that tzitzis should be made out of tzemer upishtim, either tzemer or pishtim. So, which one is it? So the Gemara says that if you're dealing with a garment, if you're dealing with tzitzis of any material other than tzemer upishtim, they only work in the garment of the same material. So I cannot put silk tzitzis into a wool garment. Tzemer upishtim, however, can be used not only in the garments of their material, but it can be used in other garments as well. So I want to put wool tzitzis in a silk garment, I may do so. That is how most poskim understand that Gemara. So wool tzitzis will work in any type of garment. The Chayadim actually has a different pshat. He does not learn like that. It means only wool and semer, wool and pishtin together, i.e. in a case where you're going to have tchelis, where you can put wool and linen together, so that will work in any garment. But wool will only work in a wool garment, according to him, and not in a cotton. So if I have a cotton baggage, according to him, I would have to use cotton tzitzis. That is not the opinion of the Mishabura and most Poskim, and you can put wool tzitzis into a cotton baggage. One last point that he says at the end is that there's an opinion which says that the coloring of the tzitzis should be the same color as the garment. So if I would have a red garment, the tzitzis should be red. They should be min hakanof, the same type as the baggage. And that is why we have white tzitzis, because we have white garments. Mishnah Berurah does point out the fact that we have some coloration in the garments, and we have some black stripes or blue stripes. Since the majority of the garment is white, that's considered a white garment, and therefore the tzitzis can appropriately be white, and that is a valid way to make tzitzis. So that is an interesting point which comes out at the end, that the tzitzis should, but if you would have a fully colored garment, it would be appropriate to make the tzitzis the same color, which and therefore, since it is our standards to make tzitzis white, we should make the garment specifically white and not other colors. Simen Yud Beis, we touched on this before, let's read it through quickly, the idea of making a garment out of, a talus out of pishtun. So, Simen Yud Beis, Yesh Arman the Osir Lasos Talus Shal Pishtun, Avshar Oysa Tzitzis Shal Pishtun, even though you're making tzitzis of pishtun and the talus of pishtun, so it's the same material, everything is fine, you shouldn't do that. Why? The Bizman Shal Yud Chelis, when they had tchelis, so they were worried about putting tchelis in the baggage, which is appropriate to do. So now, even though it's shatnez, it's mutter, because the essay of tzitzis with tchelis overrides the los essay of shatnez. But if you wear it in a time where you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, according to the opinion that a beged yoyim is potter belayla, if you wear it belayla, you're not doing the mitzvah and you're wearing shatnez. So they said you cannot wear it by day, exactly, you might come to wear it by night. So therefore some say that it's usher to make tzitzis of pishtun, wear a baggage of pishtun b'chlal, because of this concern that you might end up eventually putting in, wearing it in a way where you'll have the veira of shatnez without the mitzvah of mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, the Chayyarim says, "Mekomokim im ein lebeged acher yasid lebeged shal pishtim mitzitzis pishtim." Today, shall yisbat al mitzvah tzitzis. If that's the only option that you have, is to make a garment out of pishtim, so we should do. You should rely on the opinion that we don't have tchelis anymore, and therefore there's no gzeir that you're going to put wool tzitzis in, and therefore the gzeir doesn't apply anymore nowadays, and therefore you could make a beged out of pishtim. With tzitzis of pishtin, and therefore you'll fulfill the mitzvah with tzitzis with that baggage. Karin is pasha the minig mekilo sena lasus talashal pishtin mitzitzis shal pishtin al pi hagro. Then he says that the minig is al pi the gro that you can that we were allowed to make all and do such make such a baggage and use such a baggage and that is acceptable in halacha. Therefore, the Ramah and the Chayyarim say, at least, and therefore the Chayyarim follows the opinion that in case you have no other option, you can do that. And not only can you do this in regards to wearing it, you would actually make a bracha. We would wear it even with a bracha. So in the situation where a person doesn't have another option, for sure you can rely on that. And some people were makel even when the person does have another option to do so. Mr. Burris says that a Yerush Shemayim should preferably avoid using a baggage of pishtin, not like the groa, the minig, which he's mentioning. But if you have no other option, you can rely on the opinion of making a baggage out of pishtin. Have a good morning. Have a good day.